Exclusive: Donald Trump raises $25 million at cryptocurrency conference fundraiser in Nashville. By Matthew Boyle on July 29, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's campaign and other affiliated entities raised a staggering $25 million in one night at a cryptocurrency fundraiser in Nashville, Tennessee. On Saturday, several sources familiar with the matter confirmed to Breitbart News. David Bailey, the CEO of BTC Incorporated and the conference organizer, confirmed the sum to Breitbart News. Many of the donors are new to the Republican Party or politics altogether. 2. Breitbart News is told, and Trump's energy in this space helped attract substantial investment in his political success. One of the key players who helped organize the fundraiser was Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, the junior U.S. senator from Tennessee, who, before his election in 2020, served as Trump's ambassador to Japan during the former president's first term in the White House. Hagerty, multiple sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News, helped, for weeks, in the lead-up to the event by reaching out to donors and getting them to come and give to the Trump campaign at this event. Trump, who also spoke at the broader Bitcoin 2024 conference, held the fundraiser on Saturday afternoon at the Music City Center in Nashville. The broader conference started on Thursday and carried through Saturday. Attendees of the fundraiser on Saturday included, per a source familiar, Senators Hagerty, Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Cynthia Loomis, RY, as well as businessman and former Trump rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Jake Paul, the boxer and podcaster, was there, as were musicians Kid Rock and Billy Ray Cyrus. The Winklevoss twins, who founded cryptocurrency exchange Gemini, were also present. This smashing success of a fundraiser nearly doubles another big haul Trump pulled in earlier in the summer in San Francisco at the Pacific Heights residence of tech entrepreneur David Sacks, and continues a broader streak of truly breathtaking fundraisers that Trump and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., have held in recent months. Many of the donors at this Nashville cryptocurrency fundraiser had never before donated to a political campaign. Nearly 100 people paid a whopping $60,000 a pop for the photo line with Trump, too, which was at capacity. Furthermore, Trump's campaign, through a source familiar with the matter, was accepting donations not just in cash but in Bitcoin, both digital and actual physical Bitcoins, which, while rare, at least some people apparently gave. Bitcoin 2024 in Nashville was a resounding success, largely due to President Trump's attendance and engagement, Hagerty told Breitbart News. There is a natural marriage between the Republican Party, that values liberty and freedom, and Bitcoiners, who have those values ingrained into their being. President Trump's speech was one of the most coherent and strongest articulations of Bitcoin and crypto. The energy throughout the conference was electric as a result. President Trump's winning message and agenda is expanding the Republican Party, bringing in new supporters, donors, and voters from all walks of life, and is garnering huge excitement and enthusiasm, the likes of which is not replicable on the left. It is not surprising that this was an extremely successful fundraiser for President Trump. I was honored to work with so many in the Bitcoin community to support President Trump's success. Trump's team was very pleased with his reception from the cryptocurrency community, sources familiar told Breitbart News. As the Bitcoin conference demonstrated, President Trump wants our nation to regain the global lead for technology, innovation, and manufacturing, senior Trump campaign advisor Brian Hughes told Breitbart News. That includes crypto and other sectors. Crypto innovators and others in the technology sector are under attack from Kamala Harris and the Democrats, who have placed obstacles and unnecessary burdens in the way of our nation's next generation of industry leaders. President Trump is prepared to remove the burdens, and the tech sector is excited by his vision and the agenda to fulfill it. The Republican National Committee, RNC, has released a website detailing how Democrats, including President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, now the presumptive Democrat nominee for president in 2024 because Biden dropped out, have engaged in a war against cryptocurrency.